Oh, damn. Okay. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the A Convo with Mo podcast. It's your girl, Mo Diggs, and I am here with the hottest of the hottest of the hottest of tea, but I'm really, really, really here with the gang.
Hey,
gang,
guys.
Gang. Lindsay, say what's up to the people. We got Lindsay back, y'all.
I know. I missed you guys. It's your girl, Lindsay. I'm excited to be back today.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Lawrence.
Hello, my beautiful kings and queens.
Mm-hmm. We love to see it.
I missed it.
We love to see it. Okay, so guys, you know we're coming with the tea. I know you guys are excited for this topic. I know all you guys are ready to kill me, but we got some things to talk about first. Okay. All right. So shout out to Danye Taylor. Danye was here on the last podcast. I feel like everyone loved it. Where's Lawrence? I feel Lawrence loved it. He loved it a little too much. Lawrence loved the pod. Everyone loved the pod. So thank you so much, Danye, for stopping by. If you guys haven't listened to it, make sure you guys go check it out. She is talking about all things digital marketing, media. She talks about her brand, the Digital Footprint. That is not an agency, you hear me, but it is here to market you. It's a brand. Okay, it's a brand. So shout out to you, Danye. First topic, we are going to be talking about that shooting in Miami. Guys,
horrible.
So basically what happened was there was a robbery of a jewelry store.
Yes.
Boom. Then these guys were on foot running, and they carjacked a UPS truck.
Of all things.
Yeah. Like, come on. Get a Benzo. Like, you're going to... Or at least a Toyota. Or get a Toyota Corolla. You know what I mean? Like, get a Toyota. Like, if you're going to carjack something that's... Toyota's got good mileage. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Good on gas. You're going to get there. They're efficient. You know what I'm saying? You're going to steal a UPS truck. It don't got but that many miles left.
You can only do so much.
You can only do so much with a big truck. And it don't got no doors. So they go... Like, why would you... But that's not the point. The point is, okay, so them after they carjacked the UPS truck, they were on a run.
Yeah. Bad boys, what you wanna do?
And unfortunately, Miami police and MPD, whatever they call these guys, oh my goodness, they shot at the civilians. You know how you see, like, hostage? Mind you, they kept the civilian in the car. So there's a hostage. It was a hostage situation. You know how they keep, how you see hostage situations on TV?
Right.
This did not go like that,
at
y'all.
All.
Did not go like the way you think that ish is going to go down. They started shooting at every and anybody, stopping traffic. Like, you know, they did not care. And I think that I'm, like, pissed about it.
Oh,
I really am.
Definitely.
What are your thoughts, Lindsay?
I think it was ridiculous, number one, because they had about 19 police officers shooting in rush hour traffic,
popping off rounds.
Like, it was at anything, it was a safety hazard for the community. You know what I'm saying? And I think that I just feel like they didn't handle the situation properly. Like, didn't they get trained to handle stuff like this? Like, I just don't think it made logical sense to be shooting like that. I think if anything, you know how, like, when they're trying to catch somebody who's on the run and they throw out those things to, like, pop their tires?
Yeah.
Like, it just, their method for trying to defuse the situation was just not logical to me. And then the hostage and a civilian died.
Died on
and
top
so
of
it was
that.
Just like,
and did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so graphic.
And, you know, and I think also, like, from a personal standpoint, I think that, like, death kind of hits me differently now.
Yeah.
You know, with the passing of my brother and everything. And I just feel like I think it was preventable. A lot of it was preventable. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have definitely handled it differently. And I feel like, honestly, the families of, like, the bystanders, they need to sue.
Oh, they're gonna. Oh, that's a big bag.
It's not right.
Yeah. Lawrence.
Yeah, it is crazy, and I think it's also to be expected because I think it was like five different branches or departments that were out there.
But I'm like, where was the branch that knows how to handle hostage situations?
And then also too, I'm thinking, I'm like, these 19 cops and nobody can, like, do a good, like, shoot straight, pow, pow, get them.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
we're shooting, like, for minutes.
But my thing also is, like, I feel like when there's like, I feel like there's been real hostage situations that are handled properly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, is that something that they just, since there hasn't been a major hostage situation, they just don't,
caught off guard.
They was like, oh, wait, we didn't practice for this.
I'm all around. Maybe we've just been seeing too many.
Too many movies. Yeah. They really thought they was in Fast and Furious or something. I don't know. Taken, I don't know what they thought they was in, but like, the way that I saw them shooting at that and just the people falling out of the car, oh my God. Like, you know it's a hostage in there. Everyone knows there's a hostage hostage in there.
Ridiculous.
Was he killed because of the police? Because I definitely want to know if the hostage
they shot him. Everyone
was shot
in the
correct. They probably didn't even know he was in there.
Yes, they did.
But they have to get all the information before
you start shooting at a UPS truck.
I just want to know I think that honestly looking at it now, I feel like there was probably not one person designated to be in charge.
That's what I was going to say.
That was probably why there was a lot of
that's what I was
going to
say. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that I feel like there was nobody there. They didn't have a captain or something that, like, knows hostage situations. Because even in the movies, obviously this is real life, but we talk about the movies. Even in the movies, sometimes they'd be like, wait for the negotiator. They didn't have the negotiator. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
it's
funny.
And I don't know. I don't know if they I don't know if they were supposed to wait for him to go. Like, that's why I'm not sure. But
they stopped in the middle of traffic, and the people in the UPS started shooting in the middle of traffic. So it was just like,
oh, is that what it was?
There was no time for negotiating.
Oh, they were shooting. Oh, so you know what? They was
true. Pow.
But I think when there's a hostage involved, it's different. You know
and they was using civilian cars as shields.
Shields. I saw one video where the cop was like getting behind one of the civilian cars. I was like, yeah, this is
with AirPods in. Did you see he had AirPods? Oh, no, I seen a video where one of the cops had AirPods in.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I said, oh, y'all really wilding in Miami.
Yeah,
you know, they always talking about people in Florida crazy.
Yeah.
But I love my Florida listeners.
Except y'all.
except them coppers. If you a copper and you listening, you on my bad list.
Yeah.
All right. To round that up, all we gonna say is prayers for the family of the people, the civilians that passed. It's just it's so devastating. That's somebody's dad, brother, uncle, you know, father, all that stuff. Like, it's just devastating to know that it was it's a senseless kill, a senseless death.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys actually keep, y'all be saying, oh, I'm gonna keep them in prayer. No, like right now, stop, pause, pray for that family because they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
And the families, holidays. And it's the holidays, man. And it's just, so heartbreaking. On a ironically, weirdly lighter note, on a ratchet note. No, literally, that's good. On a ratchet note, Offset gets caught cheating again.
Allegedly.
Okay, so
allegedly,
it's not
alleged.
The facts is
it was a DM. It was alleged. It was alleged.
Y'all.
We all know.
Yo, he was not hacked. Y'all think he was actually hacked?
I really don't. Okay.
Yo, look at this. This is Lawrence is behaving like our next topic right now. Yo. Yo, I do not think he was hacked. I think he was capping, and I think his mama was capping for him. Cardi had his mama all in that video. I'm like, she don't care about you. Her son had a bag.
Everybody been sick for the last 2 days.
Bruh, no.
Somebody trying to break up the love that we got going on right now.
Not that love. I don't know what kind of love that is. You be DMing people that got cases on your wife.
Yeah, that was. I think that's what makes it worse. Because it's not even like you were DMing some girl. It's a girl that you guys have like an issue with prior, you know?
And I feel like if he was hacked, how come she the only one that got a DM?
That's true.
I ain't seen no other DMs.
But you know, it can be like, it's almost like if, let's say if I know you got a situation with someone and I'm trying to get back at you and I hack you, of course I'm going to do something that's going to like.
So that's it though?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? That's all you're going to do, really?
You know what? I'm not saying that he wasn't hacked, but in the event that someone did want to hack.
Because this is the thing. When you get hacked, when you hack somebody, you got everything. That's your time to shine. You need to DM. You're going to DM Oso Jade. That's it. Come on. No. Like, that's ridiculous.
No, I feel bad for
him. And then, because if that's all they was going to do, why they go on Twitter talk about some I lick balls? What's that got to do with Oso Jade? You know what I'm saying?
That's what it was, a decoy. But you know what? I think if you were really trying to decoy, you need a decoy about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to amplify a little bit. Like you're saying, how does Alec Boss have to do anything with Jade?
Yeah.
I would have, like, if I was trying to decoy it, you would have, it would have been more context around the situation. You get what I'm saying?
That's why, but Offset not that smart.
I think you're quite intelligent.
I mean, Cardi ain't losing no sleep. Why should we?
That's true.
Cardi isn't losing no sleep. Wife. You don't actually know that. That's the first sleep they got while he was getting hacked. And he won't even sleep.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about right now? All right.
Next topic. All right, guys. So the next topic is the topic you guys have been all waiting for. Like a mug. Okay. Men are trash, but women can be trash too? Let me start off with where the men are trash hashtag came from, right?
Yes.
Because I don't feel like women can be trash. I feel like women can be trash. Okay. Oh. I don't know. I feel like women can be trash the same. All right, Lauren. We get it.
That sounds very sexist.
We're physically not capable of being trash the same way men are trash.
I don't get it.
Unless you're Griselda Blanco. Okay, so let me tell you. Do you guys know? Anyways, all right. We'd have to get into that. She's a cocaine. Anyways, all right. So the men are trash hashtag came from, like, it started with a woman being murdered in South Africa. Mm. Yeah. So after she was murdered brutally by this man, the men are trash hashtag started. Then we started getting men are trash. It went from, like, you know, a kind of like a woman binding together to, like, bare minimum Twitter calling men trash for, like, not picking up the phone or, like, you know what I'm saying? Just like calling men trash for, like, I don't know, liking a girl's picture on Instagram. Like, oh, men are trash. I mean, you know, obviously that's something you deal with your man about, but, like, it's just like that. No, men are trash because they can murder us. Like, and, you know, they do, and they put us in trunks, and they take advantage, and they, you know, stuff like that. Not because he didn't pick up your phone call.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's why I feel like women can't be trash in that right, because we're not capable of, I mean, we are capable of making men feel uncomfortable, but, like, not in, like, we don't have as much manpower. You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
We don't have a
patriarchy.
Yeah, in reference to patriarchy. Yeah, the patriarchal structures that have been put in place. Like, a man will cheat on you 1,000 times. You cheat once and
it's
women
done.
Are, it's done.
It's a wrap.
Women are trash. That's it. Is women are
dog
after
now.
After he spit on you, after he beat you, after he cheated on you 6 times. You cheat once? Oh.
Their egos
finish.
Are fragile, though.
Couldn't, Lawrence, get into it. Talk about the male, the fragile male ego.
It can be a little.
I can't hear you. I don't think our listeners can either.
That's why he had to say it like that.
Right. He said it could be because, I mean, dang.
Sometimes.
Lawrence, what you think? What you think? You think women can be trash?
Yeah, because I think we've carried the scenario over in Christian culture, and they've started saying the same thing, that Christian dudes are trash or Christian men are trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I won't fight you on that. But if Christian men are trash, Christian girls are weird.
Huh? What you mean?
I've heard that. I'm not going to lie.
Christian
really?
I've definitely heard that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
So you could go up to a female and be like, hey, I would like to, you know, take you out on a date. Like, what are your intentions with me?
Yeah.
That's
you
me.
Need to
Jesus
let me know
is
your
my
intentions.
Boyfriend.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's me.
Like, my intentions is to take you to coffee so I can get to know you. He gotta respect my anointing. I need a man who gonna respect my anointing.
Oh my God.
Respect your
mercy.
I just wanna take you out to get coffee. I just wanna get a cup of coffee. I just want some coffee.
And it's just like all of these things, like he gotta be in his word, he gotta pray, blah, 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 woo woo. And
which,
like,
is true.
Which
know,
is true.
All these things, yes, is which is true, but it's kinda like there's this view of you want your pastor. Let's be real about that.
We didn't know you was getting into it like that, Lawrence. Okay.
Let's just be
Excuse
real.
Me.
You want some man who has power, you know what I'm saying? And who like, and trying to make your boyfriend be this dude that he's not.
Jesus.
There's a level of,
I think there's a standard in which, you know, that God requires all men to walk into.
Mm.
But then there's a level of your expectations of you just
come on.
Coming out of nowhere.
Come
weird.
On.
I feel like the same way guys, Christian guys, think that Christian girls are weird is the same way that Christian girls be like, y'all don't got no game. Like, y'all don't be really coming with that game. That's why we be like, what's up? Because y'all be beating around the bush.
No, I agree to both aspects of those.
Okay, what's up, Lindsay? What you at?
Because some Christian guys, and I think it was Jackie Hill Perry who posted this in her comments or something. But it was just like, let's talk about why, like, Christian girls, like, don't really like Christian guys like that. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, some of them are just corny. They just... It's not it.
What do you think? Do you think they just lose their game when they get saved, or that they just
you
never
know what?
Because it's not only like it's not only corny guys that get saved. Like it be some dudes with swag, then they get saved,
yeah, no.
And it just stripped the drip. I don't
you
know
what I really think, and this is just This is just my theory though, but I feel like for me looking at it, I think that maybe it's this fear of like I don't want to be too worldly. Like is my approach worldly? You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
It's this, like, I'm a new person. I'm a new creation. Like, in a way, like, is this how I would approach a girl if I was not who I am today type of thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it might be a little bit of that. I don't know, but I think it might be a little bit of that.
Lawrence, go ahead.
I think I don't want to put this in two categories.
Okay.
Because there's different. But if I could just put it in a category, I feel like, there is the guy who may not know how to approach a particular approach a female, or you know, do the talking game. And then I think there's also this other dude that does know, is very well aware of how to talk to a woman, how to engage a woman, and how to do that. But I think a lot of times those dudes who do are get labeled as church hoes because they're talking to you and her and her.
Wait, what song is that? What song is that?
I don't remember.
That was like
perfect.
That was like literally like I don't think you've ever. That was.
But
perfect.
You know what? Like to be honest, I feel like some Christian guys can be smooth. And it scares you.
That's when they be like, hold on, what's your intentions?
Yeah.
Girl, because when Jesse was trying to talk to me, I said, this is the devil. Not with your fine self. I said, hold on, I got to go to my prayer closet. He thought I was crazy. And I was, you know, it's grace. Okay, Lawrence, relax.
Like, dang.
I was a little, weird.
Dang, so you were the weird Christian girl?
You know, damn, am I a statistic? I'm a statistic.
Jesus.
We got a video on you.
Yo, chill.
He said we got evidence.
Yo.
We got the receipts.
I was the weird Christian girl.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? I think I was a little bit, too. Because I feel like.
Come on in.
No, but I think, you know what? I think.
Yo, he's blowing me, yo.
No, but you know what? I think it's this thing, right? When you first get saved and you're passionate and you have zeal, I think sometimes you can go a bit overboard.
Yeah.
Just a teeny bit. And
but
I feel like
I don't even think it's and you know what? The passion and the zeal, I think we just strip our humanity.
Yeah.
Common sense. And our personality.
Yeah.
Because I had to kinda like and let me tell you guys, so when I first started dating, it was weird for me because I felt like, because, you know, I was, like, flirting, you know? Mm. But I was like, dang, am I being a hoe? Because, like, I didn't know.
But see, this is what I was talking about.
I didn't know what was too much.
But they don't teach those
They don't teach
things.
Those things. But what are they supposed to do? Whole Bible studies about flirting?
No, but about, like, relationships.
What's the problem with that? Like,
hell, true.
And how to, like.
No, because all the stuff about, all the things about relationships be, like,
it'd be the
marriage,
same stuff.
Waiting till marriage, focusing
Purity.
On your singleness. Purity, they be dry.
But see, this is why.
Wait,
I'll be a painting.
Wait, be a painting. Okay,
I'll be like, you know, engaged.
Yeah.
You still need to learn how to talk and be with somebody and get somebody's attention and how to present yourself in a way that's presentable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead, Liz. You was about to say something.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, and that's what I was saying in terms of like, it's this thing. When you get saved, then you're like, all right, now I'm a new creation. I do things differently. You know, I have a different mindset. It's this thing of like, okay, I'm flirting with this guy. But is the way I'm flirting worldly?
Am
like,
I Jezebel?
Like, you know,
am I Jezebel?
You know, is it Christ? Like, am I still like upholding righteousness?
Yeah.
And so it's just this, it could be this
I'm
fear
telling you,
of like,
yo.
Am I treading on like thin ice? Yeah. Like, or am I in this gray area type of thing?
Or like, I want this. I mean, I just got saved maybe like a year or two ago, but I want this youngin to know I'm very serious about the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be extra churchy, so he know I'm serious about the Lord, even though like, I'm really feeling him and I want to tell him I'm really feeling. Just
we've
like
always had them time periods back in the day where we went to go have Bible study, but. We just laying here with our clothes off.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, I mean, if we get into it, we get into it. But I feel that. But I still think there's like, Lawrence just took it there. You get on my freaking nerves.
Y'all know it. Like, I feel like there comes a point in the time period for every young Christian or any Christian that was out busting it wide open or being a Tatiana in these streets. Mm-hmm. Like, when you come into Christ, that period of time period where you're kind of like, you know, falling into these things. And so I understand the desire to protect those boundaries and to, to set up those boundaries. But I think also, too, there comes a time period where, all right, now I'm good. Mm-hmm. I got some self-control.
Yeah.
Now how do I go about relating and having relationships mm-hmm. with a man or with a woman? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
That's
true. What advice do y'all give?
Advice.
Well, I don't know because I just feel like we can't just be talking about the situation.
You're right.
Because we started off at men are trash.
Yeah.
Now we at Christian girls are weird. And so I'm like, dang, well, what am I? I don't even know.
It's
about to be a new hashtag. I don't even know what I'm about to give. What advice I would give myself as far as when I started dating because.
Well, first, stop going to these conferences.
Damn. You want to take away Heather Lindsay's whole ministry. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Probably stop going to the conferences.
No, I mean, because the conferences are good.
Because the conferences are only for some. There are Christians, like, honestly, if you think about it, like one time I almost thought about hosting a women's conference. Because the amount of dough, like, all you got to do is have the right speakers.
Yeah.
Women will travel all around the world to be in the same place to talk about the same stuff
every year, every six months.
And will get you every time about talking about relationships and getting your man right and these counterfeits and watching out for the counterfeits
because
he wasn't part of your destiny, you know. You better get it up, you better girl up your own face.
She got a whole book. I don't even know what this
writing
book is.
Books,
Lindsay just,
you know,
Lindsay just pulled out a New York bestseller.
I'm so dead weak, but that's what they do. They sell you all of these books and you still single.
Yeah.
Damn. Hold on, Lawrence.
Your man's still trash.
Wait, Lawrence.
You still can't get Tyrone to go to Bible study.
Wait, Lawrence, yo, chill on my listener. He just kicked his chair. This youngin, Lawrence has left the building. This youngin is kirking. Okay, but you cannot be coming at my listeners and not be giving them advice. Yeah, you gotta
help them. I'm not a woman.
But I don't know. I don't know what to. I don't even know what advice to give. The reality is, I think this is what I think happens. I think when we get saved, a lot of us don't find, I don't know. At least for me, right? I didn't have a woman mentor that was like normal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, a lot of my ideologies as far as like dating was like purity. Da, 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 da. But nothing as far as like, oh, a woman's desire, a woman's heart, what we care for, you know, how to go about when a man approaches you. Because I feel like that stuff is really important, too. And I think when we do Christian dating conferences or Christian dating podcasts, like we should talk about, oh, well, what to do when a guy practicality, because I don't think that. Because I feel like that only happens in, like, the basement Bible studies with the cool Bible study teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Or that young Christian couple that always want to have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that young Christian couple. But they don't be talking about nothing either.
And it don't last but a year.
Exactly, because they end up having a baby. Then when that baby come, they be like, sorry.
Or it just don't work out because they wasn't the one. He was a counterfeit. Now they blocking each other. I just don't got time.
But I will say, I'm reading this book called A Love Letter
Life.
She's
reading a love book, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways,
Write
a letter to your future husband. 30 days devotion.
No, it's not like that. It's really good. Trust me. But she said something in the book that I wanted to kind of talk about. She said, Western culture puts too much sexual pressure on dating, and Christian culture often puts too much pressure on the idea of finding the one. And she talked about how, like, when she first started dating, she had this, like, all right, but are you my husband type of thing. And she put too much pressure on, like, finding her husband and not actually, like, dating and, like, kind of getting learning, to like, know a yeah, man. Like knowing a man, knowing what you want in a man. Like, okay, like I didn't like I don't like this, or yeah. I, like, you know what I'm saying. And so that was something that she said that I thought that was so profound. And I think that even for me, when I had went through this whole thing in college where I really felt like I was just telling me, you know, chill on the dating for now. Like,
yeah,
just chill on it. And so I think that for me, when I kind of came back into the dating scene, mm-hmm. and there was no really like definitive moment. But when I kind of got back into it, it was kind of like, okay, I don't know what to do though. Cause yeah. like I've been talking about singleness and purity for so long that mm-hmm. now that I'm getting back, like I'm lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till you get married.
what's going to happen when she get married?
Huh? Because there's a lot of, I've heard a lot of stories about women who praise virginity so much that when it came time for them to have that intimate moment with yeah. their husband, it was hard for them to do it because they were holding on to
you know
it
what?
So
I've actually heard that exact yeah. thing where a woman has been like, she felt like he was taking advantage of her, mm-hmm. like only he was getting his mm-hmm. his yay off,
yeah.
and she was not, you know, she mm-hmm. felt like a piece of meat, mm-hmm. and I was like, damn, I don't know what that. Sorry to that woman, because that joint is really yeah. sad.
And he could have been bad too.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know, but whether he was bad or whether he was good, there should have been some form of communication. You know, I feel like there's like you know, we talked about this earlier. I don't know if we talked about it on this podcast, but where you say that women, and this is how I think women can be trash. When women prep their children for cheating and prep their children for mm-hmm. submission and prep their daughters for
oh, yeah.
all this stuff, yeah. but don't say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, you guys are going to have your first moment, you know, like walking them through it yeah. prior to yeah. it
the
happening.
Good.
Yeah. The good part of it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And breaking down that,
yeah.
the good. That's why I said we should, but if y'all was at the live podcast, I was like, we should have sex ed in church. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the thing about the body of Christ is, or just the church in general, that I feel like is sometimes it lacks is the mm-hmm. totality of being a human being.
Yeah.
So when we become Christians, right, we are totally transformed.
Yeah.
But I feel like the church forgets that there are different pieces to life other than devotion. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my prayer life is intact, but like
you
need I
need
you to yeah, you know, even that need to give up. But you know what I'm saying? My prayer life is together, but I need your help with like how to do my taxes mm-hmm. because I was in a trap before I got saved. Now I'm saved and I'm still thinking about doing the same things that I was doing in the trap. I need your help as far as like understanding why I needed to have safe sex
yeah.
when I wasn't having safe sex.
A holistic
just because there's or like, you know, now explain to me sex in marriage versus, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I've never, I don't know. I just feel like there's like, you know, it's just sometimes the church sometimes, and not every church, because I know some churches do a good job at yeah. it mm-hmm. of really making connect groups yeah. and things like that. But some churches miss the, especially African churches.
Yeah.
And I'll be coming for African churches, but I'm sorry. Like, it's just not it for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like some African churches really be missing the totality of your humanity mm-hmm. as far as your walk, mm-hmm. because we are literally transformed. Everything about us is different now, but you guys are only helping me as far as Bible study and learning the word. Mm-hmm. But like, I need help on how to date. I don't know how to do that anymore because yeah. now I'm saved.
Yeah.
I need help on how to, I don't know, you know, interact with human beings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just something as simple as that. Like, I need help with those things because yeah. I don't know how to interact with all these different things that are approaching me that aren't a part of the church itself or Bible study or learning about God. I don't know how to do it anymore because mm-hmm. I'm different.
I'm still running to the bathroom every time they tell us to go hug somebody.
Oh, you know Jesus. What I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need help with my mental health because I know I'm saved and I know I'm working towards freedom, but like, should I go to therapy? Should I not go to therapy? Let's talk about therapy in church.
Therapy.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go to therapy. You know, I just feel like...
I got two things.
Go
I
ahead,
think
Lewis.
A lot of times, too, within the dating scene, we act like dating is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there is a...
Yeah, they'd be like, are you courting or are you dating?
Yeah.
Like, I heard somebody be like, boyfriend, girlfriend, is that in the Bible?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see it.
Yeah, so they was concubines.
One. So some of y'all need to break up with it. I'm sorry, you need to break up right now. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Break up right now.
Like, someone's doing a getting set free. Getting out. Set free right yeah. now in the name of Jesus. And I was just like, you know... I think we need to recognize, okay, fornication is sin. We understand
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yes.
But it is possible for two people to go out and get to know one another within boundaries before 10 p.m. And leave and not get into any kind of fornication or sin.
And you know what? I don't know if you, and I know we're going to come right back to you, Lawrence, but I was listening, I think the last two podcasts, I don't remember, we did a podcast with Project Dirty, and Remy was like, you know, he felt like, you know, he was trying to talk to girls, get to know them, but they would get too attached too quickly. And he wouldn't be able, like, when he wanted to pull out, because, like, the
use thing, another word.
Yeah. Oh, dang. But he wanted to leave the situation. But, okay, so let's talk about that, though. I mean, we're going to get Lawrence in, because I feel like there's another topic. Okay, so as far as, like, Christian dating, right? Dang, we started off at Men Are Trash. Then
I was like,
Christian girls are weird. We have digressed, but this you know,
it's
this is how we flow.
Y'all need this word.
Exactly, it's a combo. So, and we want to know what y'all think, y'all. Come make sure y'all leave comments, reviews, hit us up, tweet me, all that. Come on, hold on.
At me.
Yeah, at him. Don't at me.
All right. A combo with both.
Seriously. Okay, so you know how, like, we be like, oh, like, Christian dating, like, we should be able to date, get to know people, and then realize that we don't want to be with them. But, like, that's a lot easier than it sounds.
Definitely. Yeah.
For women, just when we're saved, because I feel like we have these big old guards up. And I have a friend. I have a good friend. An example of this is I have a friend. I have a good friend. Why did I just say that twice?
Yeah, I was like,
because they a good, good friend. Yeah. Okay, because he's a good father.
So she started talking to this guy, right? And I was like, okay, so what's the tea? What do you think about him? Is he the one? Do you think you? And I'm that, like, I am the weird Christian guy. I had no idea. Now I'm seeing revelations. You know what I'm saying? Right. Okay, so I was like, are you? You know, like, what do you think about him? Yeah. Like, are you gonna marry him? Like, what's the point of talking to him if you don't think that he's the one? And she was just like, well, we're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, Mo, like, it's chill. Like, you know, I'm just taking my time. Like, I've been out of the dating game. Like, I just want to get to know him. He's a nice guy. I was like, well, is he safe? Well, what's his credit score? Yo, I was going in. And she was like, girl, let it relax.
Yeah.
Right.
That's real.
And so they
Guy
ended up revealing to her that he was not the one.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, I told you in my head, not in real life. But then she was like, but I'm happy that I got to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And she was like, well, even though he's not the one, I just feel like I was able to learn how I deserve to be treated. He was a really nice guy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn, this is a revelation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you talk to guys and sometimes God may use that guy just to show you what you shouldn't deal with. Or God may use him to show you what you should deal with.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's our responsibility as women to see that.
Yeah.
Like, to open our eyes, be visual, not get so emotionally invested by the first Christian guy that talks to you.
And number one, guard your heart.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because that means you don't have to date 10 dudes and get your heart broken 10 times. And so now you're on Twitter talking about men are trash.
Yeah.
Because you didn't guard your heart from jump.
No,
Continue.
That's true. Guard your heart, but don't build a fort around it.
Okay.
And I think that, Mo, just to go off what you said, and Lawrence, I'm going to come back to what you said too, but just to go off what you said, I remember one time there was this guy that I was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. And tell me, like, this guy, he was the first, when I first came out of, like, this dating thing, or, like, leaving it behind and stuff, and I started getting to know people and started dating.
She was about to say, dating goodbye.
Kiss dating goodbye. Because that was
what church's tag is that?
I don't know. But I don't know.
It was
a
youth night program.
But that was what church's tag.
That was the season at the time.
Okay.
But after I came out of that and I was talking to this guy, he was the first Christian guy that I had spoken to since then. And when I tell you, this guy was so good to me. Like, I don't think it was it was such a, like, a refreshing, like, I had never like passed. And you have to remember, before this whole time, like, all the guys I had dated before were not saved and they weren't Christian.
Yeah.
And so just to come and, like, and date a Christian guy who, like, who really pursued me, who really, like, just uplifted me, like, and he went out of his way to show me, like, yo, like, I'm interested, I'm here. I mean, it was just so different and so refreshing. And I tell you, like, and to be completely honest, God was still working on me, and I was really trash to this man.
Oh, damn.
Women can be trash. At that point in my life, I was trash.
Do I know this story?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, okay.
But at that point in my life, I was trash. Okay. But this guy, like, he really showed me another level. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to standards, like, yeah. he showed me another standard. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, if this guy can do this,
I ain't playing.
I ain't settling for nothing less. Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I think since then, like you said, like, sometimes God will... Sometimes you'll be in a dating relationship or something that will show you, you know, what you don't want, what you don't deserve, and what you do deserve, and like what I is deserve. Possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Lawrence is out of deserve. I think okay, so we normally we record in the morning. I think Lawrence is in his bag tonight because we record at night.
I do because now I don't gotta go nowhere. We can get into this. We getting into this. Yeah. Y'all getting this good stuff right here,
right now.
We ain't gotta rush. We can take our time.
So I think like definitely like. It can show you either way. And so going again to the book when she was like, we as Christians put too much pressure on dating. Like, yeah, it's not every guy that you talk to that's going to be your husband.
Yeah,
like, you
know? That's true.
And even though you should date with purpose and you should date with intentionality, like, don't make it the end all be all, you know? And going back to what Lawrence was saying about guarding your heart, I think that it's important to definitely guard your heart and protect yourself. And like he said, like, you don't have to talk to 10 guys and get your heart broken 10 times. Yeah. But I think it's also important for girls who are like me, who can sometimes like guard their heart too hard, like they harden it type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's another like work in itself and being able to kind of like let your guard down slowly but surely and being vulnerable and things like that.
And don't project. So like you know, like I'm so scared for all my friends to date, even though I have this amazing guy.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Yeah, I want to make sure that they don't settle for anything less than like the love that I have. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm like, I have received this amazing love, this amazing blessing. I don't want anybody in my circle to ever settle for anything less than this. Like, let your guy be even greater than this. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always, like, projecting, like, what does he do for you? Yeah, and it's just, like...
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I think it makes women, and that is what makes other women feel like they have to rush the situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Or causes problems in their own relationship because you over here listening to your friend
pressure
who's single and ain't got no man.
What's she bringing in here?
What we got going on?
Hold on.
No, but it's true.
Lawrence is talking about something personal. Hold on, Lawrence. What's
up? No, I'm happily single, so please hit me up at a Kingston's burp. I'm not trash.
No, it's true. Because it's true. Because then you're like, you're taking your friend's standard in their relationship and making it your own, which is not necessarily maybe what God wants for you.
Yeah.
And I just got one more thing I gotta get off of my chest.
We know you. This is Lawrence's pod today, y'all. It's a convo with Law.
I think I have gotten really upset with the fact of the slogan, "Where are the men at?"
Oh,
hearing
you know where they be like, "Where the man at?" You never heard that?
Because
churches
like,
be full of churches. The ratio of girl to man is like 20 to 1.
No, it's real though.
They say that, it is a slap and a disrespect to every single man that is serving and doing what he's supposed to be doing in the church house when you go.
I disagree.
So it's just like, what?
Dang, really?
But so,
yeah.
So it was like, what am I doing? What am I? A tree? I just feel like, okay, you can make an observation, but it's kind of like understanding that the men of God are in place. Mm-hmm. Like,
you ever go, you out of place.
No, but I just feel like the men of God, just like when people be like, the has so much to say about the church.
Yeah.
I just feel like God is the head of the church, and he's the head of the men of God who he has in place.
Yeah.
Just because you're not attracted to the dudes that go to your church, or they don't meet a certain level of your expectation, does not mean that God is not moving through the men of God at your church, or that the men of God are not present.
Yeah. But you know what? I agree with you, Lawrence, but then I kind of disagree.
It's
because just because like
anyway.
I've definitely been to churches, and I've definitely been to like places and scenarios where the men are not there. And it's not to say that like there aren't men in the body of Christ, you know, doing their thing and really going hard, but it's to say that maybe in her church the men ain't there. And I think that's fair. Like, I know, like,
let's put some respect on Deacon Leroy's name.
Put some respect on his name.
But it's not to Deacon Leroy. You know, like I have literally
I feel like the where the man at is just like literally like
they are
get
physically
to come
not
to
here. Yeah,
yeah, because let me tell you something. It be men there, but it be like it's 20 men.
60
five
women.
Are married. Five are married. Two are engaged. And then, like,
what the church home?
You know what I'm saying? Three are church thoughts. Mm-hmm. Four just got saved. So you're not trying to, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the one guy that everybody want, and he just happened to be fine. And it's just like, and he just focused on the Lord.
And then, and
you know what I'm saying?
It's like, and then there's literally 60 women.
Yes. And it's just like, where did they No. Like, I feel that. I feel you, and you know what I'm saying? My condolences. My apologies, because, you know, y'all be, the ones that be there, it be hurting y'all feelings, but, like, it really don't.
It don't be no man.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Crazy. Okay. To take it back to, so I mean, I'm probably going to name this something else, the podcast, something else, but.
Christian girls are weird.
I'm probably going to name it that. But the topic.
We getting there.
The topic of this was, can women be trash too? We didn't even talk about worldly women. We didn't even talk about everything. Because if we
talk
about,
we already know
they trash. We Lawrence.
Like,
no,
what?
No,
this hot girl summer.
No, Lawrence.
Had y'all acting up.
No.
Some of them was acting up.
Some of them was acting up.
Some of them are going to be acting up this December.
Oh, we're not even going. We're going to talk to y'all in our Christmas podcast about y'all act up in Ghana. Y'all better not be playing with the Lord, okay? Because he reigned in Ghana, too. And so do them witches, and they're going to catch you slipping. Oh,
Jesus, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. But, okay, I want to wrap it up. What are your final thoughts, Lawrence?
I said what I said. And that's on period.
That's on me.
I think just to, like, reiterate what I was saying earlier, I think that sometimes we as Christians do put too much pressure on dating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not that serious. Like we said, like, date with purpose and intentionality, but at the end of the day, don't put too much pressure on Joe if he's not your husband, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think there's nothing wrong with the conferences. Just get, you know, get information.
Y'all pay that $60 for another conference. She's still going to be single this year.
That's because Lindsay trying to host her own conference.
You know,
so she's not trying to mess up her bag.
That's good.
They're going to be like, what about that soundbite that one time?
No, that's because I be at all the conferences. But, yeah, I think date with intentionality.
No, I really if did. She's not on the pod, it's because she's at a conference that week.
You know what? I'm building myself up.
That's what I'm talking about.
You build it up.
Because some people really be gaining. Because you know what? It's some girl. It's some women that do need to learn about purity, including myself. Like, I really needed an understanding of purity. So I may have had to go to 6 conferences in 1 year that all talked
that
about purity. That right. That was it. Lindsay's talking about, I'll be at 20. She's like, I was at 365. Okay. My final thoughts. Oh, God.
I'm about to start a women's conference.
I'm about to put it under the convo with Mo. No, literally. All right. My final thoughts are, I think something that was really heavy for me is just, you know, don't project onto your friends. If your friends are dating, you know, and you have already gone through the dating process, really encourage them and don't judge them, you know, give them advice, give them wisdom, things that you've learned. But also to the married people, like, stop pressuring other people to get married because you want more married friends.
Oh, amen. I felt that in my spirit.
You felt that one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so weak. And that is me dropping the mic. All right. We are wrapping up in 5. Oh, dang. I completely forgot all the stuff that I be saying. All right. That's it for this episode of A Convo with Mo. Don't forget to follow me at Mo Digga. Don't forget to follow at A Convo with Mo. At A Convo with Mo on Instagram.
At Crown by Grace.
King since birth.
You already know the gang. All right, now we are closing out in 5, 4, 3. Oh, and share this with everybody. 2, 1. I wanna know.